Welcome to the world's first Straight Talk Solarcast. This is your go-to podcast for answers about solar. Brought to you by Solar Harmonics in Northern California, who invite their customers to own their energy by purchasing a solar panel system for their home, business, or farm. Each episode, we discuss questions facing people making the decision to go solar. The solutions to your questions are given to you straight by one of the leading experts in the solar industry, Jamie Duran, president of Solar Harmonics. Feel free to search our library for answers to questions that you're facing when considering solar. And now, here's Adam Duran, our host with the questions, and Jamie Duran, our solar expert with Straight Talk Solarcast.
Hello, Jamie.
Hello, Adam.
How's everything in the land of solar this week?
It's going. We have super hot temperatures in Northern California. And generally, you know, this is the time of year, in our 15 years, our phones are ringing off the hook because people are getting super high electricity bills. And you can't get solar up on the roof fast enough. So definitely things have slowed down after NEM 3.0. But the gigantic electricity bills have not gone away. So PG&E is now notifying people, hey, guess what? You haven't conserved energy, and now your bill is going to be $1,000 or $850. And I can't even imagine. And it's, you know, please be sure to pay it. their notice to everybody. So we're getting busy again, which is good and exciting and everything, but I can't imagine getting a notice saying, hey, you're just to keep your house cool is going to be over $1,000. So it's ouch. I can't.
Yeah, no thanks. Yeah. No thanks. No thanks. I'm crossing my fingers so I'm not on that list.
Oh, no. Well, with your new electric car and everything, but that's okay. Yeah. Hopefully not. I mean, you can check it anytime. It's just when you're not, you know, you're not expecting an electricity bill that high, it's pretty startling and staggering. And again, can't get, solar up as fast on the roof. You know, they want us there today to install. Can't happen. We need permits and everything, but it's difficult because it's not where solar was a super no-brainer before. You know, it's how would you not go solar before the April 15th net energy metering 2.0? If you have questions, you know, just go to our website and click on the podcast button and you'll see 20 podcasts on NEM 2.0. But now, you know, it still makes sense. It's still in the 6 year range, 6 to 7 year range, which is not horrendous, but it's not a no-brainer.
Right.
And because most people sell their homes in about 7 years. So they're like, am I going to be here or not going to be here? Or, you know, what's going to happen? And so it's PG&E rates are obviously going to get higher. And so it's still going to make sense to go solar, but it's still not a no brainer. And so what's happening is it's not unique to my company. This is happening at all of the companies in California, all the solar companies. So even the big ones, Sunrun's, Tesla, they just had their earnings call and they were not so many smiley faces when it came to solar. So we'll see what happens there. But we're seeing lots of our local companies around here really, we can see the signs already that they're not calling customers back. They're not servicing their systems and leaving a lot of people really frustrated in the middle of summer. And, and that creates a lot of distrust for the good companies that are continuing to invest in solar and continuing to service clients and things like that. So I did read I'm part of a solar group, and somebody posted, his name is Earl, and Earl posted a kind of a notice, you know, to wake up people in the solar industry that, the salad days in California solar are probably gone. And so he posted, and he's a kind of a well-regarded solar sales coach, I guess, or, consultant that has really helped a lot of customers. And he really pushes a lot of high ethics. And so, but he's constantly, just like we are, constantly fighting against the people who may not have the same ethics. And so he's really challenging the people in solar to either make this a career or, hey, you know, move on to the next thing. And the next thing, who knows what that be? Artificial intelligence, maybe. But
all right.
Yeah, so I just want to read a little bit of what he said. So he says, there will come a time where solar is no longer the gold rush industry it is today, and it will be like many other careers. You will be required to get licensed, take classes, and keep up to date like real estate, and commissions will be a lot less. And it says, will you still be as excited to be in the industry? He said, I believe many will leave the industry, and only those who are truly passionate about solar will stay. And those are the, and that continues, those that have always been in it to make an impact and truly serve customers, is that you? Some will use this opportunity we have to transition into their passion and will still miss some of the opportunity, wish they took it more seriously. Some will continue to build and change people's lives with a career opportunity they've been providing impact on customers as well. So if you plan to do this long term, you better start learning all the ins and outs of this industry and start doing the things the right way and stop cutting corners. So I'll end it there. It keeps on going, but it's it's pretty harsh language for lot of the people, calling them out and letting them know, you know, all of the things that, you know, a lot of solar companies were doing are probably not going to work. The combination of the net energy metering and high interest rates, storage costs, where it's, you really have to know what you're doing in solar. It used to be a really easy sale, like I said right in the beginning. You know, who wouldn't want to save 40% off of $1,000? It's kind of a no-brainer. But now, you know, would you go solar to save $200 a month? It's a lot. It's a big change. And so you really have to look at this profession and this company as long-term. And so, you know, I've said in other podcasts that I think about 8 out of 10 of the residential solar companies in California will be gone. And maybe that was structured, but, and it's going to put, like I said, a lot of pressure on the companies who are still in business to have to service the millions of people out there. And no company is set up to, you know, take over the service calls of all of the people in the industry. So things will be changing, things will be evolving, and we'll see how it goes. But yeah, it's pretty crazy and always changing. And always, you know, there's a really good book that I read a few years ago called Who Moved My Cheese? I'm not, if you haven't, you know, Google that book if you haven't heard about it, but it's basically, you know, the mice loved eating all the cheese and a lot of them really loved it. And then when the cheese ran out, they, you know, did the 5 stages of grief and some moved on immediately and found, you know, went on the pilgrimage to find other cheese, and some mice starved to death. And so we'll see what happens. I don't think anyone's going to starve to death, but I do think a lot of people in the solar business are going to be moving on, moving out, and, you know, trying something new. They definitely have developed a lot of skills that could potentially help homeowners, and they probably have a really big network of people. And so there's ways to capitalize on that. Real estate is a big one. Mortgages are a big one. You know, if you get into roofing, everyone needs a roof and everyone needs electrical and energy efficiency upgrades and all these kind of things. So it's, there's certainly ways to transition out of solar if you're not going to invest the time in getting a solar license, which I'd say 99% of the companies, their salespeople don't have the license. And so,
wow,
they don't have a contractor license, in other words, so that they might have a home sale license. And so, but yeah, it's a good time to be in solar. If you know what you're doing and you take the time to stay up to date, and if you're in the solar industry and you're listening to this podcast, I'm going to challenge you to get licensed, get insured, be in this for the long term, because the products that you're selling are going to be on someone's roof for the next, you know, 20 to 30 years. And chances are at some point they're going to need some expertise. And in the solar industry, the average time that a salesperson's with a solar company is only about 8 months. And that's hardly enough time to get one true up bill, you know, having solar for 1 year.
Wow.
And so a lot of times,
Coming out. boy.
It is. It's, but it's, you know, because a lot of the times they're chasing commissions and who's paying more and who's, you know, paying the fastest is really how it is. And I don't fault these people. It's like I said, you knock on someone's door and you say, hey, you know, did you get one of these notices from PG&E? And, you know, $1,000, well, what if we could, you know, you don't have to pay anything and we could drop it to 600. And it's a hard thing to, you know, to walk away from, but it's certainly not, you know, it's an easy way to do it, but it's not the best way for sure. So it's crazy business for sure. It's not for the faint of heart, and you definitely need to know a lot, and both on the sales side, on the installation side, and then on the upkeep or maintenance side too. So get educated, continue listening to this podcast. We'll continue putting out the information so everyone, customers, client, you know, big clients, small clients, agricultural, government, everyone who is listening to this, we definitely appreciate you. We'll keep solar going for sure. And we look forward to hearing from you if you have any questions, concerns, issues. But you know, check us out on our Facebook page.
Right.
Straight Talk Solar Cast.
We're going to wrap it up there.
LinkedIn as well. Okay. Well, yeah, there. I just want to reiterate. So a lot of people in solar business are super nervous. And they have reason to be, and it's probably a long time coming. So we will keep it moving. And that's where we could wrap it up, Adam.
Okay, we're going to wrap it up there. Thanks for taking a few minutes out of your week to learn a little more about solar. If you have a question for Jamie for an upcoming episode, you know what to do. Go to our Facebook page, Straight Talk Solarcast. Send us a message through there. If you would like to listen to a past episode, you can go to our library. It's on our website, solarharmonics.com. Click on the podcast link at the top of the page, and you'll be taken to a library of our past episodes. If you have a friend considering going solar, this would be an excellent podcast to refer them to. And if you are in the solar industry, you should be listening to this podcast. This will affect your life tremendously, especially with the introduction of the new NEM in California. So until next time, everyone, see you.
That's all for now. Thank you for listening to this episode of Straight Talk Solarcast with solar expert Jamie Duran. Join us each week for more answers to your solar questions. Speaking of questions, got some? Email us at solarcast@solarharmonics.com and we'll be sure to give you an answer in an upcoming episode. This episode of Straight Talk Solarcast is brought to you by Solar Harmonics, the leading solar energy developer in Northern California, who invite you to own your energy. Visit them on the web at www.solarharmonics.com.